Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, when I talk to all your folks out in the playground, as I joked, everybody knows I like kids better than people. Fortunately, they're like me. That's why maybe I like them.
I love kids, and kids love me. Kids love me, and I love kids.
On a personal level, I just want to say to people, imagine yourself in a mature forest surrounded by wild nature.
You're talking like a song from The Lion King. Stop that. It makes no sense.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What the point is here is that we are at this point because we've made progress in the economy.
Oh, you've made such progress, such confusing progress.
I believe that it is time to treat this national emergency as a national opportunity.
She's the worst in the world.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
If I were Donald Trump filling in for Howie Carr this afternoon on the show, instead of just being a guest on Monday, I would at this point say to the American people, do you miss me yet? Do you miss those mean tweets? What a disaster this is. What a mess. What a cluster bleep we're looking at, just across the board in every way. Whether you go to the supermarket or to the gas station, or you're just looking at what's happening with all these vaccine mandates and the union staring down these stupid politicians. It's just a total mess across the board. We're going to try to get through everything today, and we're going to have a lot of laughs too as we go through it. But I have to start off with what's going on with all these vaccine mandates. You know, we're coming down to the deadline now where all of these mainly public sector unions, but also some public health unions have a deadline that they have to get vaccinated by or get a religious / medical exemption by, or they're going to be laid off. And I guess the biggest unfolding disaster is in Chicago. I'm looking at a headline: up to half of Chicago police officers could be put on unpaid leave over vaccine dispute. And then I see a headline from one of the military newspapers: Navy prepares for discharges of sailors who refuse COVID vaccines. And most of the Navy has been inoculated, but they're vaccinated. But the Marines haven't. And the more elite the military unit is, the less likely the members are to have been vaccinated. But first of all, I want to start though with Massachusetts. I've been working on this story all day. As you may or may not know, especially, you probably know if you live in Massachusetts, the governor Charlie Baker, also known as Charlie Parker, also known as Charlie Bacon, has instituted a mandate, and everybody in the executive branch, 42,000 people, has to be vaccinated by midnight Sunday or they're suspended. They can't come to work anymore or something to that effect. The definitions, as you're about to see, are very fluid, elastic, ambiguous, nonsensical, incoherent, whatever word you want to use. But so today, though, the state police, they were very concerned about that there were going to be hundreds of them were not going to be able to report for work. It appears that they have backed down a little bit here. Correction. I'm just looking at a new memo that just came out. Correction. That means we've changed our policy overnight. Correction. If you filed for an exemption, medical, religious, but do not receive a decision by Sunday. Of course, there's not going to be any decisions before Sunday. You may continue to work until a decision has been rendered. You must, it's capitalized, must follow all guidelines for unvaccinated employees while you continue to work. wear a mask indoors at all times, whether in the presence of another person or not. Okay. So that means if you're in the cruiser by yourself out on the highway, you'll have to keep wearing a mask. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? But, you know, what makes sense in this whole mess? Social distance by staying at least 6 feet away from others when possible. I'm going to say when possible, not really possible, because they got a new class graduating. They're all going to have to go into the cruisers. Are you going to stay 6 feet away from the probationary trooper who's next to you in the cruiser? I don't think you can. They'll have to make the cruisers a little wider, I guess, if they want everybody to be 6 feet apart. So anyway, they have backed down on that a little bit, here's the other thing. Here's another memo that just went out just now. This is from Jack Ma. He's like the number four guy, the lieutenant colonel. Please advise all in your command, this is to unit commanders, that as of tomorrow, that's midnight Friday night, and until further notice, the appropriate and complete field uniform will be carried in all DIS cruisers. That's inspectional service. That means plainclothes. If you're a plainclothes state trooper, after midnight tonight, you got to have a full uniform in your car because they're afraid that people are going to stop coming to work. You know, this isn't some natural disaster, you know, an alien invasion or the Russians, the Soviets in the old days landing on the coast of Cape Cod. This is totally self-induced disaster by the state government here. Please note the uniform change upcoming on October 15th. Please inspect your people if necessary to ensure compliance. In other words, go into their cars and make sure they got a uniform. It is my sincere hope that no one in this division misunderstands, ignores, or is not in compliance. This isn't a request. All things considered, this is not a big deal. That means it is a big deal. When they tell you it's not a big deal, it's a big deal, right? And I trust that you will work to make sure that this does not become a big deal, or you will be placed in a bad place. This, the job, including DI, that means the state police, including DIS, that means plainclothes, needs to be in a ready-to-react posture should we be called upon to assist DFS, that's uniforms, field services, if DFS needs to adjust their personnel due to COVID-related departures. In other words, if they don't show up, we've got to be ready to go into uniforms. There is no talk of TDYs, that's temporary duty. There is no, that's in parentheses, no, not in capitals, I mean, no talk of transferring anyone out of this division. We just have to put the appropriate field uniforms in our cruisers. In other words, don't panic! Do you ever think you'd be seeing these things with the police? It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. 508, mass correction officers, 50% are unvaccinated. Baker is calling in 250 National Guard to cover shortage. Yeah, we've had that memo before. I saw the trucks rolling down 495 to Bridgewater yesterday. Yeah, I know. We've got all kinds of stuff to get to here today. 844-500-4242. I want to read you that. They're turning down everyone who applied for a medical or religious exemption from the Department of Corrections, which is prison guards. This is another agency that they're very afraid of. And like the texter said, they've called out the National Guard to get ready to go into the prisons to patrol the prisons or to handle the headquarters. And then the people in the headquarters would go back into the prisons. And so they're sending out these letters here that all the medical and religious exemptions have been denied. The documentation submitted in support of your sincerely held religious belief articulated a philosophical viewpoint and a distrust in the vaccine and not a religious belief. Therefore, you have not established that taking the vaccine would conflict with your stated religious belief, practices, or observances. For the reasons stated above, your request for an exemption has been denied! And then it says, well, can you apply, can you get an accommodation? If you're not going to give me an exemption, can you give me an accommodation, you know, a different job or a different, you know, some kind of different assignment? This would be an undue hardship on the ability of the Department of Correction to manage its operation as well as its ability to comply with the collective bargaining agreement with SEIU, Service Employees International Unit. Union. One more thing here. This is from another. So some of the guards said, I don't want to take the vaccine because of the fetal tissue that was used in developing this. And I object to abortion. I object to ending the lives of unborn fetuses, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the response to that same letter. Just this paragraph is inserted. You represented that your objection was based on fetal cells being used in the production of the vaccine. The Pfizer and Moderna version vaccines did not use fetal cells in their production and are therefore their use would not be consistent with your stated religious belief. It sounds like Joe Biden wrote that. Their production and are therefore their use would not be consistent. They mean to say inconsistent, and they should have cut out R. But this was done so quickly and so hastily and with so little thought that they just the sentence is totally incoherent.
The government.
Yeah. You know, they always say good enough for government work. This isn't good enough for government work, especially when you're basically telling people they're fired. Disgraceful. It's really disgraceful. 844-500-4242. There's so much going on in the world. We've just been talking about it. This craziness at in these police departments, health departments, hospitals. It's just terrible. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds. You know, I was thinking about all this today, and I decided, you know what I need to listen to in my Raycons? I need to listen to the Kinks, Low Budget. So we'll play some later in the day, but, stuff I hadn't thought about for 40 years. All these strikes that are now going on, inflation out of control, shortages, bad news around the clock. I just felt like listening to the Kinks' take on it in Low Budget and Superman. And Raycon, I was walking around today as dawn broke in Palm Beach, I was so happy to be listening to the Kinks and singing along. That's why I love my Raycon wireless earbuds. And I wasn't bothering anybody. The new everyday earbuds come with an improved rubber oil look and feel and optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Pure mode, podcast listening, blues, instrumental, etc. Balanced mode, podcast listening, rock, heavy rock, metal. That's what I used for the Kinks today. Bass mode, hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. I don't use that one so much. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr will be right back. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Protecting my family is my duty, but I want to do so safely and with minimal consequence on my family's life or health. Thankfully, the people at Taser believe that safer self-defense is possible. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would the supply chain situation be closer to resolution if Mayor Pete came to work every day?
I think it's kind of a moot point, but I'm going to say no.
87% of the audience says nope.
I was telling Grace earlier that I remember in the 1980 re-election campaign of Jimmy Carter, they had a shot. It came in at tight in on the White House, the Oval Office, nighttime, and the light was on in the Oval Office that Jimmy Carter is working 18 hours a day. And I was thinking to myself, 18 hours a day and we're in this mess? Maybe he should like take a couple of early slides and see if that doesn't improve things. And I don't think I was the only one thinking that at the time. 844. So what are the results?
87% believe no, it would be the same.
I'm just perplexed though that nobody noticed. Nobody, I mean, I know he hasn't had a cabinet meeting since July, Biden, but still, you know, I mean, shouldn't somebody have noticed that Buttigieg was not coming to work?
And I explained this to Grace too. So now we're getting whacked on both ends. We have to pay with our taxes. We pay for his time off. Now we have to pay for the inflation that was caused by his time off.
But again, he was. I think South Bend is about half the size of Worcester, and the guy was running for president. And he wasn't even doing that great of a job as mayor. Wow. 844-500-4242. The next big one is MBTA in Massport. They refuse to say how many are not vaccinated, which only means it's a significant amount. Yeah. I mean, the MBTA now, the Carmen, it's a huge percentage of union members are of color, as they say. So that's going to probably be a disproportionate number to begin with. And I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, again, I sense that they're backing off these onerous requirements, that they're beginning to back off. I hope they are, because it's just, it's not fair to these people. It's not fair to anybody. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Howie, I don't know if you covered it yet, but did you hear there's this Atlanta Hawks basketball player? His name is Brandon Goodwin, and he is out for at least for the season. Apparently, blood clots. He's a young guy.
Right.
And it just coincidentally happened after his forced medical intervention. So,
I know.
Kind of a little worried about this.
No, I heard him this morning on a they were playing cuts of him on another radio station. He sounded, very articulate. He made it very clear. He said, "I had no health problems until I took this shot, and then I developed blood clots." You know, and I mean, I'm sure they're all going to say the same thing they're saying about this state trooper. You know, just because he got a shot and then went into a coma doesn't mean the shot gave him the coma or the order that caused him to take the shot gave him the coma. But I mean, what do you think, Phil? I mean, I think there's a connection between the state trooper and the coma and the shot, and I also think there's a correlation between Brandon, the Atlanta Hawk, and the shot, and the fact that he's got blood clots.
Yeah, as my French teacher used to say, quelle coïncidence.
I hadn't heard that one for a while, Phil. Thank you. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Howie, thanks for taking my call. I've called in before from the People's Republic of Vermont.
Yes, one of the leading COVID transmission states in America now. Florida is number 48. Did you see that in the latest numbers? And Vermont is, I think, number 2 or 3.
Well, it's hopefully it'll keep some of the tourists away. But buried in the Wall Street Journal on A3. Did you see the article on more affluent migrants cross the border illegally? In that, South America and the Caribbean lost 26 million jobs, the biggest economic attraction in any region of the world. And even if, let's say, 20% of those people come here, Howie, do the math. How many people are there?
I know. I saw that story yesterday. They come in. They take a cab to the Rio Grande. They wade across, turn themselves in, go to the migrant center, and then walk away. That's it. That's what's going on. Hundreds of thousands. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I was just looking at some more of the documents that are being coming our way here. And it looks like the Department of Correction has also blinked. And they're telling everybody, despite the earlier memos, they're telling everybody to show up on Monday. And they'll deal with these exemptions and lack thereof later on. So it's, I think the news is good overall. Unless expressly directed not to report to work by your manager or agency head, all executive branch employees should report for work on their regularly scheduled shifts on October 18th, 2021. So they've, you know.
Did this just happen?
I think it did, Charlie. I don't know if you, you know, you're about as in command, it seems, as Joe Biden is, but there it is. By the way, the state trooper that we've been talking about the last few days, I think since Monday, he took the vaccine, the J&J, a week ago, and he almost immediately got very sick, and he is now in a medically induced coma at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. And the state police have said that his family doesn't want to deal with this, or they don't want to hear from members of the media, et cetera, et cetera. So we haven't named him, but they have set up a GoFundMe page, and I don't think I'm going to mention his. I'm still not going to mention his name, even though I don't know what to do really, because they got this GoFundMe page up, but they. They said, and I'm going to take them at their word, as reported by the state police, that they don't want to deal with it. But they got a picture of the state trooper and his wife up there. Please donate to Redacted and his family to help with medical bills and cost of living as he is currently hospitalized, hoping the LEO, law enforcement community, can come together and support one of our own, exclamation point. So I'm just waiting to hear back. If they let me know that I can give you the name, I will. But his condition is unchanged at this moment. And, you know, they're saying, well, you know, it would have been nice if they could have issued this decision to a week ago so that this state trooper, this sergeant on the job, 19 years, two kids, a wife, 45 years old, didn't have to take the shot and get sick. But instead, they dithered, just couldn't make a decision. So he had to take the shot. And now it turns out he didn't have to take the shot, or at least temporarily didn't have to take the shot. So, you know, there's a price to be paid for incompetent management, as I guess everybody in Massachusetts knows after living under Charlie Parker all this time. Anyway, we move on. We'll talk more about this as we go through the day. Right now, though, it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howie. I'm actually going to start with a story that I had read a little bit of during my show when you were on for the car crossover, but we didn't get to talk about it in full. And I do think it's interesting. A New York City judge suspends dad's visits with kid over vaccination status. Wait till you hear this. A Manhattan judge has suspended a Long Island father's visitation with his 3-year-old daughter unless he gets vaccinated or submits to weekly COVID-19 tests. The ruling requires the father to either get the jab or present a weekly PCR test, in addition to a bi-weekly test within 24 hours of a scheduled visit, which currently takes place every other week. Now, this is, I want to read you what the judge said, because I find this so condescending and smug. Not that we should be surprised, New York judge, but unfortunately, and to my mind, incomprehensibly, a sizable minority seizing upon misinformation, conspiracy theories, and muddled notions of individual liberty have refused all entreaties to be vaccinated, argued the high-profile judge. Isn't that obnoxious?
Does he also have a medical degree?
I believe it's a she.
Oh, a she. Okay.
I think.
Does she have a medical degree? Does she read any newspapers other than the New York Times? Does she watch any newscasts other than CNN and MSDNC?
And the story gets worse as you read on. The dad was previously infected with COVID-19 and has immunity that may be as protective as vaccination, his lawyer told the Post. My client is not a conspiracy theorist. He has concerns about the vaccine. He's heard about side effects. He once had a bad reaction to a flu vaccine.
Well, how about the fact, too, that his three-year-old daughter has, I would like to put it in these terms, vanishingly small chance of either even contracting the disease, let alone dying from it.
And you
does
know,
that does that could that perhaps be factored into this idiotic decision by the judge?
And you know what's so sad is that in divorces, like children of divorce are already in a really tough spot, and sometimes it's not amicable, unfortunately. And for parents to be using this as a reason to not let a dad see his kid is really gross. It's really sad. And it's sad that the judges are kind of promoting or enabling this behavior, which is clearly just bitter. I mean, you're not actually afraid of a guy who's already had COVID giving it to a three-year-old.
Right. I mean, if you are, you obviously know nothing about the
Yeah, you should be the one we should be
virus.
Concerned about as a parent, right. If you are. All right. Hashtag empty shelves Joe, trending on Twitter amid Biden's supply chain crisis. The hashtag empty shelves Joe shot to the top of the trending topics on Twitter Thursday amid the supply chain crisis. I actually think more people were hashtagging this than they hashtag let's go Brandon, if you can even imagine, Howie. Here are some of the tweets. Just went food shopping again. Thanks, hashtag empty shelves Joe. I really love having to go every day now in order to find what used to take one trip.
That person is a cockeyed optimist as far as I can see. I mean, once I see something's gone, I'm assuming it's going to be gone for a good long time.
I'm pretty sure at Joe...
Maybe until Joe Biden is gone from the White House and Pete Buttigieg is gone from the Transportation Department.
I'm pretty sure Joe Biden and the Democrats in D.C. are eating just fine and are having no issues getting what they need. The rest of us lowly Americans who actually go to the grocery stores, not so much. Hashtag empty shelves Joe. Here's an interesting bit of news. Supreme Court Expansion Commission warns against increasing number of justices. I found this surprising. But
oh,
I was
wondering why that didn't get any play. If they'd come out in favor of packing the courts, it would be everywhere, and it would be termed, and anyone who opposed it would be branded a racist and a xenophobe and a nativist and
but
a
you
misogynist
know what,
Howie? And a homophobe.
I kind of think that the mindset here, or the pre-calculation, if I had to guess, is that Joe cannot afford to have another failure on his plate. So they probably said, you know, make this easy for Joe. If he establishes the commission, it looks like he's really trying. And then the commission conveniently comes back and says, oh, this is a bad idea. It kind of gives him an out. Because I don't think he never made it clear what he wanted to do with the Supreme Court. He never said he didn't want to pack it. But he never also said that he wouldn't confirm that he wanted to pack it. So I think this is the best case scenario for Joe.
He's also said, Grace, among many other things, that the $3.5 trillion welfare package would end inflation in the United States.
No, Howie, I believe he said it would reduce inflation, reduce inflation, reduce inflation.
That's right.
So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
You got to do it three times. It's like Beetlejuice. If you say it three times, it will reduce inflation. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 XLE. It's the best car I've ever had, and the process of leasing it was so easy. I didn't feel any pressure. I just told everyone at Toyota of Portsmouth what I can afford, what I want, what I'm looking for, and they made a plan just for me. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. So go to Toyota of Portsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. The Bernie Bros, Howie, are at it again.
They're shooting Republican congressmen?
No.
This is different. They're up to something
different.
How dare
you?
Still aggressive, just not that aggressive. I don't know if you saw this, but usually we're concerned about where Kamala Harris is because she told us once that she'd never been to Europe, and that weighs heavy on me. You know, I'm concerned that she's
whenever
never...
whenever we play that cut, I think of the Three Dog Night song.
I know, me too. I was singing it a few weeks ago because I don't know why that clip came into my head.
Will I never be to heaven? But I've been to Oklahoma.
I'm gonna guess she hasn't been to Oklahoma too often either. That would be my guess.
I was singing this song and Will said to me, "How do you know that song?" And I was like, "Oh, you didn't hear the Kamala Harris clip? She's never been to Europe."
Incidentally, new breaking news. You know, the federal judge Levy. It's not Levy. I've been mispronounced. It's Levy in Portland, Maine. He's not from Portland, of course. He's from New York, but he's in Portland now. He's a federal judge. He said that you have to get the vaccine mandate if you're a healthcare worker in those affected hospitals in Maine. 2,000 of them are looking at losing their jobs, and they appealed. The hospital workers appealed it to the First Circuit Court today, and the First Circuit in Boston will not block the Maine vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, as expected. But that's new breaking news.
By the way, all right. So I do want to tell you this, Howie. Kristen Sinema went to Europe.
Yes.
And this is a major problem for the bathroom stalkers, because it's a lot harder to film someone in the bathroom when they insist on being in another country. So wherever she is right now, we're not really sure, but
And it would be hard for the illegal aliens to chase her, because then it would be tougher for them to come back into the country, since they don't have passports except maybe to Mexico or Guatemala or some third world bleep hole.
So Bernie Bros, this is from Red State. Nick Arama is one of my favorites at Red State. Bernie Bros threaten more harassment of Sinema, but she may have the best response. So there's this group, it's called Our Revolution, and it's a Bernie Sanders radical group that gets involved in a lot of leftist direct actions. Our Revolution executive director Joseph Givargis said that they were committed to harassing Kristen Sinema, and he threatened that they were going to, listen to this quote, he said, "We're committed to bird dogging Kristen Sinema with her constituents until the very end. What we want to show is that her constituents are very serious in wanting policies and activism, and we're going to make her life unpleasant or uncomfortable."
Leftist, how about this for a headline? Leftist nut vows to stalk bisexual woman.
Yeah, I think that's...
I mean, that would be an accurate description, wouldn't it, of the story?
Yeah, and you know what is kind of funny is they keep acting like, oh, she's being so mysterious, she won't tell us what she wants. And she said right back to them, "I have already told the White House what I'm willing to do and what I'm not willing to do. I'm not mysterious. It's not that I can't make up my mind. I communicated it to them in detail. They just don't like what they're hearing." I gotta say, Kristen Sinema's like...
Do you notice
she
too,
is like
Grace,
a honey badger.
Grace, do you notice too, she's no longer a bisexual in the mainstream media. She's just a deplorable now.
Well, she's always a hero to me. That's all I'm going to say.
There's another story. I just want to mention this, Grace, before you leave. Did you see? I know you're a connoisseur of the Pounce weaponize seizing headlines. Did you see the one in the Wall Street and the Washington Post yesterday?
I think I missed it.
It's about the supply lines. As GOP pounces, Biden has few ways to clear supply lines. So in other words, it's the GOP's fault for pouncing.
Yeah, they're never concerned about the actual actions. And we had a really funny conversation, Howie, about this today. I called you during one of my breaks and I said, the fact that Ron Klain is using the old I word, inherited, like he inherited the supply chain crisis, I think that Howie or myself or Jared or Taylor would remember if Donald Trump oversaw a supply chain crisis, because we were told every time he, you know, burped or walked down a ramp the wrong way, it was like a national crisis. So I think right. We would know about a supply chain issue.
Yeah, I mean, if ice cream had been in short supply, they would have said, it's because he's getting two scoops every night at the White House.
Now ice cream
actually... Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
The ironic thing is ice cream now probably is in short supply, and Joe Biden is not helping the matter. He's eating like four scoops a day on those cones. Those things are like the size of softballs, Howie.
How come he never gets any crap about eating a lot of ice cream?
Howie, he eats ice cream the size of basketballs.
I know. And you know what ice cream causes if you eat too much of it too quickly?
Brain freeze.
Exactly. And what has he been in the thralls of for the last 9 months? Brain freeze.
Can I add in one more thing?
Yes.
He doesn't just eat the ice cream. He bites into it. If you look at the photos of him, he's going full chompers into that thing.
Right.
So he's definitely getting brain freeze.
If that were Barron Trump doing that, he'd get a stern talking to by his dad. All right, Grace, we'll see you back for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Thanks, Howie.
To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you could protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I'm just rereading these memos. They're coming in so fast here. This is from Human Resources Division. This is not just for DOC, apparently. This is for the entire executive branch of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Unless expressly directed not to report to work by your manager or agency head, all executive branch employees should report for work on their regularly scheduled shift on October 18th. So they have blinked. I mean, I don't know if this is a permanent thing. I assume that, you know, they realize it's going to be a public relations disaster if they start firing all these people, especially the first responders, from heroes to zeros in 18 months. But looks like it's not just the state police and the Department of Correction. It looks like everybody is going to be allowed to keep coming to work, which is only right. But still, I mean, you don't expect the Baker administration to do the right thing about anything. Incidentally, the former president of the United States, William Jefferson Clinton, has been hospitalized in California. Apparently, he's been there several days, and he had a urinary tract infection. They issued a statement last night, I guess. And they said he's suffering from a urinary tract infection, and he has sepsis, which is pretty serious, sepsis. And Juanita Broderick, our friend of the show, who was raped, credibly accuses Bill Clinton of rape back at the Excelsior Hotel in Little Rock when he was Attorney General back in 1980 or thereabouts. She tweeted out something. She said, sepsis? I believe the hospital has misspelled syphilis. That Juanita, I like Juanita a lot. I've talked to her a few times, ran into her at the Trump inauguration in D.C., bought her a drink. She was with Paula Jones, another nice person, victimized by Bill Clinton. We wish him a speedy recovery, speedy. And there are some of the similar letters in syphilis and sepsis. Not all similar, but some. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? I'm from Massachusetts here, and I just wanted to pass on to you that Lynn, Massachusetts General Electric Aviation just called the December 8th time frame for vax or get fired.
Oh. Ugh. I hope that, if this is the Massachusetts state government sort of coming to their senses, I hope it's a leading indicator. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.